From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. Coming up, a California jury deliberates the fate of a father and son accused in a terror trial. But first, President Bush wraps up his California visit today. He's talking about one of the hottest issues in the state, immigration. And joining us to talk about what the president is talking about is Richard Wolff. He's senior White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. And welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
Now, the president is in Orange County. He's addressing the Orange County Business Council in Irvine. What is he expected to say?
Well, he's going to make yet another push for what they call comprehensive immigration package. But in a sense, it means both the border security element that is very popular with members of the House and the temporary worker program that the president signed up to a long time ago. What the White House wants is to see both of these pieces come out of Congress. At the moment, the House is headed in one direction and the Senate in another.
And he's speaking before a friendly audience on this topic?
Yes, they are generally friendly audiences. You know, the business community wants to see the worker visa program that the president favors. But, of course, border security is important in California with Republicans as it is across the border states.
And the president has been in California throughout the weekend. What kind of reception has he received so far?
Well, he did a fundraiser with some of his top donors in the state earlier in the weekend. Of course, that was a very favorable audience for him. And he's taken the opportunity to do one of his favorite pursuits, which is mountain biking, both in Napa and around Rancho Mirage.
And in general, people are happy to see him?
Well, you know, it's mixed. Just in Napa, there were protesters down in the valley by among the vineyards and supporters right up in the hills by the landing zone. So, you know, it's the typical thing with the president. People are fairly polarized about him.
And relations between him and California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger haven't been so smooth in the past. Did this visit help?
Well, you know, it was interesting that Governor Schwarzenegger did greet him and travel in his motorcade when the president landed in California. They did an event together talking about competitiveness at Cisco Systems. And so I think that was probably a more public show of affection than people were expecting.
And Richard, I'm wondering if there are any Republicans who are avoiding being seen with the president as they face re-election?
Well, we have not seen that so far, but that has been a feature of other trips, especially to a state like Ohio, for instance, where members of Congress have found themselves with very difficult schedules that couldn't possibly be arranged even for the president. This time around, really the big test was Governor Schwarzenegger, and again, much to the reporter's surprise, I think he was very public and open. He even embraced him with open arms as he got off the plane. So that's not been a feature of this trip.
And after he gives this speech in Irvine, what's next on his agenda?
Well, he's traveling to Las Vegas to do a fundraiser there and then back to Washington. This has been a fairly extended trip for the president. As I say, plenty of downtime for him. He also went to see former President Ford, last night, and Mrs. Ford, who has not been too well recently. So it's been a fairly relaxed trip for him. The immigration speech is in some ways, the policy highlight of the trip.
Richard Wolff, senior White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.